ye the Lord. I said, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Is somebody in the house? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. You may be seated. Praise ye the Lord. It's such an honor to be alive at such a time. Please be seated. Please be seated. I want to thank the praise team from us for an awesome job. There's no one greater. There's no one before him, and there shall be no one after him. He stands alone in his own league. He's the incomparable Jesus. Hallelujah. I said he's the incomparable Jesus. You know, there are superlatives you use to describe people. It's not possible. Because we say he's greater than the greatest. Who made the great great? Tell me somebody. I said, who made the great great? The Almighty. So we really can't compare him. We can't compare him. Because he's greater than the great. Because he made the great great. He made the greatest the greatest. So who is the greatest now? The greatest. The Alpha. Hallelujah. The Omega. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, give me a wave offering. Say thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry the way things went today. We had to celebrate Mama. She's my mom. You know, she became like a staple thing in my life that stabilized me. You know, I'm an orphan. I'm serious. I'm an orphan. Some people don't believe it. But Mama adopted me. Hallelujah. So I don't know whether I'm the first, I'm the middle, or I'm the last. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. I had a totally different message that I've been working on. And by the grace of God, we're going to keep it simple today. We're going to keep it simple. And the Lord will be lifted up. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you. Because the entrance of your word gives us life. It gives us hope. You are hope to the hopeless. You are help to the helpless. How great thou art, O God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Father, Lord, like you fed the disciples by the sea, feed us. Feed us today, Lord. Say, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Jesus, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, I lift it up, and make me whole. One more time. Jesus, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Jesus, fill my cup. I lift it up and make me whole. May he be that to you this morning. In the name of Jesus. Let the vacuum be filled in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. The title of my message this morning, I'm trying my best to keep it very brief. The appointment. The appointment. We all have an appointment. Amen? We all have an appointment. Hebrews 9:27. The Bible says, appointed unto man once to die. After death, there is a judgment. It's not an appointment everybody keeps. Do you keep every appointment? You don't keep every appointment. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51 through 58. Could you please put them up, please? We'll go rush through this. We've read these scriptures a few times through this celebration time. So we are, a lot of us are conversant with it, but we're going somewhere this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51 through 58. You got it? Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. That's verse 51. Say, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. That is, we shall not all die. We all shall not keep the appointment of death. Amen. We shall not all die. Why? You see, it's a contradiction. There's not a contradiction. Why? But we all shall be changed. We all shall be changed. This body we have will be changed. Amen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. They take on a new body. Amen. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. All of us will be changed, because this body will not see heaven. It will be transformed. Amen. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, in other words, there will be a change in this body that will make it, transform it into the light. As the darkness gets expunged from our lives, the light flows through, and we are changed into light. When Jesus was resurrected, he said, hey, don't touch me yet. And with that resurrected body, he was able to walk through a wall. Amen? The door didn't have to be opened, so you will be changed. Amen. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. When the Lord appears, will he find you holding on in faith, is the question. So we see 2 Corinthians 5:10. This is the appointment we all will keep. Whether you go up in a changed body or you go up to see the Lord, you go down when you die. When whoever dies. I'm just using a plural sense, please. Say, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he had done. In other words, we are all going to stand before God in judgment. Amen. So that's an appointment we all will keep, whether we go up in the translation or not. This is a very sobering message, and may the Lord give us the grace to take it in. How then? If we look at the civil laws of man, you stand before a judge, you have done certain things. They put a book down and they say, what? Mr. X, you are caught speeding 50 miles an hour in a 15-5 mile area that's scheduled for the blind children, and the fine is $25,000. You're in court. What does, this is a civil court. What does the judge say? Say, well, Mr. Bob, before this sentence is 25 years, this sentence is 25 years, what are you going to do? What plea do you plead? What do you think Mr. Bob is going to say? The fine is $25,000. What are you going to plead? Huh? What can you plead? Huh?
Forgive me, I won't do it again.
Okay, good, good. He won't do it again. Maybe that was too lenient. This guy was caught. He raped, murdered. I was stood before the judge, and the judge said, it's 30 years, son. You are only 18 years old, but I'm sorry, it's 30 years. What do you have to say for yourself? Somebody's daughter got raped and killed and dumped in the desert. What are you going to say for yourself? What do you think the man's going to say?
Not guilty.
Not guilty?
Yeah.
With all the evidence? And what's the judge going to say? Say you can go? Did you think the judge going to say that? Somebody's daughter. Praise ye the Lord. If the civil, that is in this world that we live, somebody's daughter just got maimed, abused, bastardized, left in the desert to die. And he stood in front of the judge and he said, judge, please, I know that if you're a nice judge, you're a good man, you let me go. Would that happen? Listen to this. 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 3. 2 Samuel, please, let's go quickly. 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 3. In this world, the earthly judge have to be righteous, to be just. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. Amen? So the judge has to be fair. He has to be fair. He can't play partiality. In certain countries, if you have certain godfathers, you can go with. Anything goes. But it ain't going to happen. The judge is going to throw the book in your face. Hallelujah. I said we all should stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen? All of us. To give account, as we read, of our works on earth. How will the judge judge when you stand before him? Psalm 9 verse 8. Put up, please. Psalm 9 verse 8. He will judge in righteousness and shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to people in uprightness. By what standards is he going to judge? Psalm 98, verse 9. 98, verse 9. Real quick. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge, he will judge again in righteousness. Finally, Acts 17:31. Praise the Lord. The Lord hath appointed a day in which he shall judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof hath given him assurance unto all men that he raised him from death. So who will judge here? The Lord Jesus Christ is the judge. Amen. He will judge in righteousness. There was a man who came to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Lord, what can I do to inherit the kingdom of God? The pastor made reference to this. You can read the story. Luke chapter, I think it's chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. The young man came and said, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? What did the Lord throw in his face?
Anybody remember? I know there are Bible students here. How many of you remember what the Lord told him? Huh? Talk to me. No. What did he tell him the first time? He said, what has the law, what did the law say? What did the commandments say? Amen? Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not do this. It's in Luke chapter, 18. And the young man said, I've done this all my life. I've done it all my life. I'm righteous. Then the Lord turned around and told him, he said, one thing you lack. Right? One thing you lack. Go sell everything you got. What am I saying? The Lord is going to judge us by the law he gave Moses. Amen? By the law he gave Moses. Exodus chapter 19. Let's read a few of them and we'll make a comparison as we move forward. Praise ye the Lord. I'll do my best. I'll not keep us late because people are traveling and all that, but this is very important. So the Lord says in Exodus, this is the commandment he gave Moses. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. You will not have any other god. The Lord should be numero uno, to say his span should be number one. Thou will not make any graven image. There are people who worship different things, from the rock to the stone to the Shango to the god of thunder and god of... A lot of us who come from Africa, they have different gods. Even if they don't have different gods, sometimes you see people worship things more than even life. I've seen people, you touch their car, you're in trouble. Have you run into somebody like that? I leaned against somebody's car, they say, oh my God. One lady wrecked her husband's Mustang. The lady was, about a 2 year old to here, the lady was petrified. How should she go and meet her husband and tell him that? Amen? Praise the Lord. These are the rules. This is God's law. A lot of us know these laws. If you were to stand before God this day and say, I've kept all the commandments, thou shalt not kill. And of course I didn't kill anybody. But guess what Jesus said? Let's read it. Matthew chapter 5, 21, 22. Matthew chapter 5, 21, 22. Praise the Lord. Ye have heard that it's been said to them of old time, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. Moreover, but I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Reka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. So he's equating killing to a lot of these things. Can somebody say amen? Another one of the commandments, he said, thou shalt not commit adultery. I didn't sleep with anybody. I didn't sleep with nobody's wife and all that stuff. Now what did Jesus say? This is Jesus, not me. So don't look at me with Google eyes. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, 28. Praise ye the Lord. You have heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. Amen? Go ahead, please. Next verse. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already.
in his heart. So you are guilty. I said, you are guilty, period. So now, you stand before the judge. How about the person who stole? Oh, I didn't rob the bank. But I took a dollar from sister, she didn't know. It's only a dollar, right? And what am I? A thief. So if I stand before the judge, it's only here I can make amends, and I stand before him. He say, you are not just a thief. You're a fornicator at heart. You stole. You lied. How would I plead? Guilty or not guilty? Guilty. Ladies and gentlemen, I draw this parallel to let us understand something. Imagine that guy who I made you a comparison to, who killed, murdered, raped a girl, put her in the desert, and he stood before the judge on this earth. And the judge was ready to give him 30 years in jail. And behold, somebody he never knew in court, just sitting in court and looking, raises his hands up. He said, hey, Bob just made a few wrong turns. Just give me a minute. Let me say a few things to us, to the judge, please. And the judge said, okay, before I sentence him, go ahead, Jesse, go ahead. Say whatever you have to say. And Jesse stand up. Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, I have known Bob since he was a young man. He made a few wrong turns. Associated with the wrong crowd. For some reason, got involved with drugs, this and that and that and that. But you know what? I'll take his place. I'll take his place. Ladies and gentlemen, in simplicity, that's what Jesus came to do for you and I. He that knew no sin became sin. So it's left for Bob to say, okay, I'll accept it. I'm going to go free, free, free. So decision is left for Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, why are you on this earth? You can make the decision. And let Christ, who knew no sin, he was nailed to the cross for your sin. He said, he died before the foundation of the world. He became filth. He that was the Son of God. So it's left for you. For me to say, yes, I accept this sacrifice. Because it is impossible. It is impossible to fulfill the requirements of the law. It is impossible on this earth. And if you think you can, by good works, you can fulfill it. You keep on keeping on. One thing I want to tell us, as I try to round up, you can only make amends while you are in this body. You can only accept that sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ and say, yes, I can go free. My slate can be clean. Whether you have robbed, whether you have raped, whether you have committed adultery, fornication, whatever it is, he took it all. He took your curse. At the cross of Calvary. Whipped for our transgression. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And that's why he said, the Spirit of God is upon me to set the captives free. Amen. Proclaim liberty and freedom. Hallelujah. For those of us who have had the honor, so I've met a mother who's going to be with the Lord. She was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of us are Christians here who have one day not taken it upon themselves to even share this good news with somebody. Mama was not ashamed of witnessing
even to her neighbors, white man. Since she became a Christian, you call yourself by the name of Christ. How many people have you? He said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father who is in heaven. This is serious business. This is serious business. There's no point. You know, when there's a passing like this, a lot of people say a lot of good stuff about people. Mama was a walking Bible in what she did. Period. The little she knew how to do, she did it, including witnessing about her faith. If you have not believed in this sacrifice, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. And this is what you'd like to hear. Because I know that I'm going to see Mama again. I know. Do you know that you know that you know that if you die today, you are going to be in heaven? Have you, before that judge, say, I'll take that sacrifice? Paul said, I'm the chiefest of sinners. I'm having this microphone not because I got it together. If I got it together, I'll be translated right now. But we are pressing on. If you have not made the call to accept this man of Galilee, I want to see your hands up. If you have not, don't be ashamed. There's no point coming to church or playing church. Idols, if you have not taken the time to get on your knees and say, God, please, I accept the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said to the people, for God so loved the world that what? He gave. Hallelujah. He gave it to you. He gave it to me. It's up to you to say yes. I accept, and you can go free. Praise ye the Lord. If you have been washed in the blood, you know him. Beautiful thing. Make a conscious effort to proclaim it to your neighbors, to people around you. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. So that when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, it will be to reward. Amen? It will be for reward and not for condemnation. Praise ye the Lord. He says to us, you see, the word of God enlightens us. It's a lamp onto our path. Amen? Have you ever, any of us ever cleaned your house and dusted all the wooden cabinets and everything, and you let the light shine through? You start seeing the dust. Amen? That is what the law of God, it tells us we are already condemned, period. But he's come that we may have life, and have life more abundantly. Praise ye the Lord. We thank God. If you have not taken Matthew to your Lord and Savior, please do so, because tomorrow may be too late. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
I know time is far spent. If you have not been witnessing, you call yourself a believer, start doing so. Because the price he paid is worth shouting it on the mountaintop. Praise ye the Lord. He was nailed to the cross. He was nailed to the cross. He carried all my sins with him there. Hallelujah. He was nailed to the cross. He was nailed to the cross. He carried all my sins with him there. Praise the Lord. As we round up, let us do good. The Bible says to all men, do good to all men, especially those of the household of God. You married, treat your wife right. Treat your neighbor right. Because say, whatever you do unto the least of this, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Amen. Praise the Lord.